Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
JetBlue Flight 2 on Tampa returned to Boston's Logan Airport after a passenger was caught vaping marijuana, which the crew subsequently inhaled.
How much did they vape that the crew inhaled weed from a vape pen, man?
While en route to Tampa, JetBlue Flight 1191 to Tampa contacted air traffic controllers.
Hey, man.
Requested a return to Boston due to a passenger disturbance. The controller acknowledged and relayed instructions to return to Boston, but requested clarification on the disturbance, asking, is the cockpit secure right now? Pilot explained that a passenger had been vaping or smoking in the laboratory in the first-class section.
Uh-huh.
And the crew inhaled it. It's unclear. So which means what? They can smell all your poop, too, if you take a dump up there?
I guess. I don't know, man.
He must have been smoking the hell out of that vape.
That's what I mean, like. You're like, people will take a dump in the bathroom, and unless it's real bad, planes do a pretty good job of ventilating those. You know, because someone will be in there for 5 minutes, and you're like, oh, my God. But you open the door. There's remnants, but it's not bad.
Yeah.
I can't imagine how much weed you had to be vaping for them to say they inhaled it.
Yeah, a lot.
It's one thing to say, we want to kick this guy off the plane. Fine. But they're implying, like,
it's also
hey,
unclear
we're getting high.
If crew referred to the flight attendants or the pilots.
I'm of the theory maybe they were so pissed.
That they just said that to.
Right. And they needed a good reason
to Trump
to
up the
back.
Charges a little bit. Like, ah, oh, we're going to get stoned to contact
But them. Also, man, like just, like somebody sent me this story last week. And I just said to my buddy, I was like, just eat an edible like the rest of us.
Eat an edible.
Like how much of a weed junkie do you got to be to start ripping vape pens?
You know, I don't even think it's that. I just feel like people that vape, not everyone, but certainly, you would, like, I'm a smoker, all right? And they'll tell you, hey, man, you can't smoke on this flight or indoors or whatever the situation is. It sucks, but you deal with it, right?
All right.
People that have vapes, I feel like, hey, man, within 5 minutes of you making whatever announcement you want to make, they're always going to sneak a vape. Like, everywhere I go, you could be in a restaurant, you could be on a plane. I see it at the airport all the time. People just, like I said, they're not hotboxing anything, but, you know, it's a little telltale, you know, coat up over the mouth, then a quick.
Yeah.
And see, and most, and to the credit, the steam kind of dissipates quickly. But if you're right behind them, like, I know the flavor you're smoking. I know you just hit it. I know if it's weed. Like, and like you said, just eat a gummy if you want to be high. It's no big deal.
And look, I get it, right? I have a ton of disposable little vape weed pens, right?
Yeah.
And my buddy, I was in his living room. He's like, you can't smoke that in here. And I was like, I've smoked in here with your son.
Oh, he was like, wow, damn.
Wow. I mean, his kid's in his 20s.
Oh, okay. All right.
But his wife was out of town. I said, it'll dissipate. It'll be fine. But yeah. I looked at it. I said, I wouldn't smoke a bowl in here.
Right.
Right.
Or a blunt or anything like that.
Right. But...
But you see, you vapors, man. You guys are like, I can hit this anywhere.
Is that why you
anytime.
Have them? Just based on the fact that you live in an apartment, just to keep the weed from going in the hallway, the smoke.
Yeah, it just smells a lot less.
Yeah,
but I mean, even at our watery hole, you know, I'll go outside and smoke. There's a couple of people that will go out and they're smoking a joint, and nobody cares. They're just not doing it indoors because there's no smoking policy. But I definitely see a lot of cats with vapes, whether they're waiting in line or sitting at the bar. They just, you know, it's just the quick hit. Like, it's so obvious what you're doing. You know, the whole jacket comes up. But I just watch them hit it. And I'm like, bro, this bar is not big. Like, seriously, just walk to the door.
Correct.
And do it.
Or, like, I don't know. Like, I watched that whole show on security at Cleveland Browns games.
Yeah.
And, like, people keep getting in trouble, and it's like, look, they're never going to tell you this, but, like, go sit on the toilet for 2 minutes. They're not going to notice.
I did that at the Baltimore Arena. This is an indoor arena. Granted, I was drunk, and I don't remember the event, but it's a no-smoking policy. And it's not a vape, it's a cigarette. But I sat in the stall, and I smoked a cigarette. But I kept blowing the smoke under the partition. I didn't think anyone was in the stall next to me. It turns out there was. But security comes walking in. You see the boots, but the boots stop in front of the stall next to me and says to the guy in that stall, hey, man, put out your cigarette, man. No smoking. To this guy's credit, he's like, my bad, man. I'll put it out. Security guard says, thank you. Stands there a few seconds and walks away. Well, this guy times it out so that when I step out of the stall, he has stepped out of his stall. And this is a big brother, man. He looks at me. And I'm like, hey, man, thank you. He's like, it ain't going to happen again, man. I was like, all right.
Jesus.
But thank you. I honestly did not know you were sitting there. He's like, man, all the smoke's blowing under the thing. He's like, I knew what you were doing, but the guard came up to me. My bad.
The pilot then declares an emergency because the plane was fully loaded and it's not supposed to land at that point in time. Because they fill it up with gas. So it's
now
completely
it's
loaded. Correct. And you're not supposed to just turn around and hundreds of pounds in fuel are supposed to be burned by the time you finally make it to your destination. That was not the case, which made the landing not more difficult than usual, but just not normal.
But yeah, it's still more difficult than usual. Your weight's up. My only thing is,
and if something bad were to happen, there's more fuel on the plane.
It's a bigger problem than it's worth, in my opinion, based on what they're saying the scenario is. Sometimes, and I don't think this will ever happen, but I feel like sometimes, one, you can kind of shame the passenger, but then take a vote. So you say, ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain. We have a passenger that's been hitting the weed pen in the first class bathroom. Now, some of the smoke's been traveling around, but here are our options. Is this a big enough deal to you that I turn this plane around with all this fuel and land back at the place we took off from, therefore delaying your trip? Or we just take this bitch's vape, we go to where we're going, and let authorities deal with it. Because I would say, hey, let's finish the flight, man. Just finish the flight. That's the thing.
Correct.
He's not trying to take over the plane. It's not like he has a bomb. It's like, dude, he's hitting a vape pen. Is it annoying? Absolutely. I just took off, and now you're asking me if I want to turn around back to the place I started from? No.
Yeah.
I mean, I personally would vote like, dude, keep going. Take his vape pen. Give him some alcohol, and when we land, let the authorities deal with his ass.
Passenger seat assignment, which was requested by an air traffic controller, was 1F. Yeah. 1F.
Oh.
Right there in the very first
row. So he was
row.
Up by the pilot
doing
this.
Oh, yeah.
Passengers, as they say, first-class flight will end up being much more expensive after the FAA fine and federal criminal charges. Airline can also pursue damages in a civil lawsuit, in addition to a likely lifetime ban.
Yeah, so to me, if he's facing all of that from doing this, do your best, but can we just continue the flight, man? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, no one's in any danger. He's just being an
idiot.
But
you're right, though. If he was up front, maybe one of the pilots was like, oh, no, I had to ingested weed.
In the cockpit, though?
Well, no, maybe he went, that's the bathroom they use.
Oh, so you're saying he went to the bathroom?
Like, if he went in there and was just hitting it, which, again, you can smell it. It dissipates a lot quicker. I just feel like this guy's a jackass.
Well,
yeah, and I'm annoyed with him. Yeah. I'm not even on this flight, but it's like, I don't know, man. There's got to be a better way to like cover it up.
Right.
Or just wait.
Yeah. Or, well, that's the solid
just
point.
Freaking wait, man. And one other night, it's like being drunk. I mean, it's not like it just goes away. It's not like I'm high. Ooh, now I'm not. Like, you'll be stoned for a good while, man. And that's not that long of a flight. You'll be good to get, where is it, Miami? Whatever the hell they're going.
Boston and Tampa, yeah.
But yeah, come on.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Man.
It's crazy as the 7-Eleven is in Fremont. They shut it down for a little while they're doing some repair work, and it's just devastating.
Really? Yeah, yes. Well, it kills you, doesn't it?
Oh, God. You know, sometimes
because it's convenient.
I get high, and I just want an ice cream sandwich. It's such an easy walk to get down there and grab something stupid like that. It's probably helpful for my waistline, but other than that.
Sure, sure.
You know, you want to snack also, late at night.
Like, there's a QFC by my house, right? So I go to it a decent amount now, and honestly, it's cheaper than, like, the corner stores on Capitol Hill.
Oh, yeah.
But I feel weird if I see the same people at QFC 2 days in a row. But you don't feel that way at a corner store. You're just like, I'm getting two things. No biggie.
Wait, which will let the customers or the people that work there?
The people that work there.
The only guy, there's two.
Well, there's the one guy that goes to our local who scares me. And he doesn't talk to me in either place. Then there's another guy with a cool mustache.
Yeah, mustache. But he's a manager.
Right, and I always say hi to him. So I feel like if I see him today, I got to like have my head down. Like,
why would the one guy talk to you?
Is it? So there's another guy that works there. I'm trying to be delicate with my description here, but probably about my age, might weigh 85 pounds. He's bald on top, and has black hair. Yeah. As a bull, and his arms are hairier than anything you've ever seen.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
He just creeps me out. He's just, like, honestly, like, if I'm there with my kids, I'm like, I don't like being around him.
Is he the same one that goes to our local?
He might be. I don't know.
He's very quiet, Miles. Yeah. Remember, like, Vinsanity?
Yeah.
Kind of like that. Scares you.
Yeah, he's just waiting to explode about something.
Correct. And you know me. I talk to everybody at our QFC. I know a lot of the workers there. I run into this guy at the bar. I see him. I go, hey, man, I know you're from the bar, too. And he just,
Like, oh.
Did you just take is this a list? Am I on it?
Yep. You just added yourself to the list.
Either you or someone else, what odd decision was made under the influence? 206-803-ROCK.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.